me. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's a really groovy 9 seconds. It's Tony La Russa, manager of your St. Louis Cardinals. The dashboard cam from the DUI that he got
8 months ago.
Yeah. Here he is trying to recite the alphabet.
R-S-T-U-V-V-Z-T-U-V-X-Y-X-Z.
The Don and Mike Show.
Perfect. Way to go, Tony.
There he is.
Nice job.
That's really worth hearing a second time.
R-S-T-U-V. V-Z-T-U-V-X-Y-X-Z.
That was funny.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, it was.
Even better than a stroke and a poke. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, what is better than a stroke and a poke, I ask you? Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Howdy. Hey,
howdy.
Hey, Mike. If you could find out what the name of Elvis's doctor was, man, he was like a samurai warrior. You wouldn't even know about that biopsy. He'd do it, and he'd be done.
You know, it's funny that I spent all that time talking about my health report, and somehow what people have latched onto is the fact that I'm having a liver biopsy, and nothing could be further from the truth.
But you're not having a liver
biopsy.
There is
no need. There is no need for a liver biopsy.
Right.
My liver is clean. It is a teenage liver.
It's decent. And also, Dr. Nick, you don't want to go to him. Elvis complained on stage about how much his liver biopsy hurt.
That's true.
Remember? Because he said, and I see this guy coming, and I'm trained that way.
Oh, that's right, because he had the process.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So he didn't like his biopsy.
I am not going to have a liver biopsy, and my colon is not impacted.
What about the procedure?
The procedure of having it done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, howdy.
Hello.
All right, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey guys, I've been listening to your banter going back and forth about what's coming up in the summer, and hey, I got a perfect solution for you.
Oh, good.
Perfect. Hey, dump CBS, go to Satellite. You know how many millions would jump on that bandwagon? I got to tell you guys deserve more.
Well, aren't you nice? Just
2 cents from a everyday listener.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate the call, Elliot.
You bet.
Take care.
Is that our agent?
Elliot E. from calling.
We'd correct him, but we don't know where to begin.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's Tony La Russa when he's normal. He's just an idiot. He can't say the alphabet anyway.
Hey, I couldn't say. Is he supposed to say it backwards?
No.
Or is he, oh, frontwards?
They asked him to recite the alphabet.
But don't they normally ask you to say it backwards? Isn't that one of their?
That
because I can't do that backwards even when I'm sober.
That was
right.
Him no. Trying to do it forward. Frontwards.
Mm-hmm. Z Y W.
A friend of mine was once pulled over for DUI, and they never asked him the alphabet.
No. You know, they have
either way,
various... He's a good guy, that friend of yours, though. He's straightened himself out.
Well, he hasn't had a lick of trouble since then. He's been very careful.
He sure hasn't. As a matter of fact, he's gone on to an education fulfilling career. Isn't he a dean somewhere?
He is, at a university.
Oh, he's an academician.
Yeah.
Very good. Noted university.
What he told me is they asked him to walk a line, and after that, they asked him to have a seat.
And he had one for a very long time.
Yeah, for most of the night. Lucky he had another friend to pick him up. Luckily, he had another friend to pick him up in the morning.
Ah, oh, that's nice.
He learned his lesson, didn't he?
He did.
Friends are good.
Friends are great.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, but John Stewart's a great guy.
What? Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, I wanted to know if you'd like a CD from John Stewart.
Wait, if we would like what from John Stewart?
A CD, his latest CD.
Why would we want a CD from John Stewart?
Because he's with the Kingston Trio, and you guys keep talking about it.
John Stewart is with the Kingston. You mean the John Stewart from The Daily Show?
No. John Stewart was in the Kingston Trio.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Yeah, see, you know, and that's precisely why I shouldn't have said the Kingston Trio.
Mike, I got to tell you something. If the Booger Boys are going to make it,
I know.
You got to hip it up.
I know.
You got to hip it up.
Because nobody knows the Kingston Trio and nobody knows John Stewart except from The Daily Show.
You would be better off as a trio saying that you are Hanson.
Right.
More people would know that there's three guys in Hanson.
Hanson Booger. The Hanson Boogers.
Or Nirvana.
You don't have to say brothers. You say Nirvana Boogers. Hey, sometimes when you're picking, that can be Nirvana.
Or maybe, you know, Nirburger. You know, something like a Led Zepp Burger.
Arrow Booger.
Hey, that's a good one.
Arrow Burger.
But it's got to be a three-man band.
Oh, that's true. Well, see, now you're getting... That's what you get with... No, it doesn't have to be a three-man. We just need the name. It does not have to be a three-man band. It doesn't. Arrow Booger. I like Arrow Booger a lot.
That's why he's confusing always, even like when he's playing poker. It's always, you got to come up with a more confusing game, Rob does.
And then you and I, you know, and here we are having a great time because then you can go right into the Red Hot Boogers. The Red Hot Chili Boogers.
There it is.
Hey, and of course, really, Green Booger.
Yeah, Maroon Booger. Maroon Booger. All right, instead of Maroon 5,
yeah.
Boogers, Maroon Booger.
Boogers work with anything.
Yep.
They really, really do. Boogers are wonderful. Boogers are great.
Booger. Let me see. I'm looking just at a DVD here, a CD. Anything with a band, Seals and Crofts. Yeah, no, it'd be
no, it's too old.
Boogers and Crofts.
Mm-hmm.
How about Bon Booger?
Bon Jovi? Bon Booger.
Or you can throw the other syllable in there, Bon Joe Booger.
Bruce Boogerstein. Uh-huh.
No, you got to use Booger.
I know, but I was going for a rhyme.
Booger Jovi. I love Booger.
Booger T and the MGs.
Oh, that's excellent.
But you're getting close to Kingston Trio's territory.
Yeah, that's right. Booger T and the MGs. Mm-hmm. Well, a little more on the side of now, but still, yeah, you're right. Lost somewhere in the 60s. Hey, listen, before we get totally off track here.
Van Booger.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. I'd say keep that one as a possible.
Or Booger Halen.
Van Booger is not
Van
bad.
Booger works.
Yeah. Van Booger could be the name of the traveling band for the show.
I like that. I do. Traveling I really, really
Booger.
Do.
The Van Booger
band. I did want to ask everybody, especially FedEx drivers out there. I know we have a lot of FedEx guys and gals. Mm-hmm. Got a question. I bragged yesterday that my Christmas shopping was all done and that all of the presents, both from internet and going to the store, were in a giant pile in my office.
Mm-hmm.
Went home yesterday and realized there was one package that had not been delivered, bought over the internet.
Hmm.
Piece of electronic.
Okay.
Electronics. Now, it came to me, I bought it from the Apple store.
All right.
Okay, so I'm not giving away any clues to anybody who might be getting this.
Well,
yet.
Can I just say already, thank you.
So I got it from the Apple store, a reputable place.
Yes. Oh, very.
And they say shipping via FedEx, regular ground FedEx. It's FedEx, though, with a FedEx logo.
I love FedEx.
And it said shipping on November 19th.
Huh.
It's now 10 days later.
Yeah.
They claim that they didn't lose it. They claim that because they're so busy, they've hired subcontractors. Guys, the lady on the phone today said, you should look for the guy who's delivering this particular parcel is driving his own van. And pretty much he delivers until he gets tired and then he goes home.
Wow. I didn't think that was the rule.
Now, this was a fight between us and FedEx that when Janet was on for a while and then she would get fatigued and give the phone to me and I would pick it up. And the basic question we had is if you order something and it says shipped via FedEx,
yeah,
shouldn't you get the goddamn FedEx truck coming to your house? And after 10 days, if the item still isn't there and if FedEx is telling you, hey, listen, the problem is just that it's a guy with a van, so eventually it's in our system. He'll bring it to your house. Don't you think FedEx should eat the charge for that?
Yes, because that's why they have tracking numbers, and that's why when you're supposed to get something, as soon as it's been shipped, there's a specific amount of time, whether it's ground or even overnight. You do better, obviously, if you do the overnight shipping because that's a specific charge to get it at a specific time.
I didn't want to get hoard on this, and I ordered it for Christmas
on
November 19th, and it says 3 to 5 days ground shipping, FedEx, fine. Now they say, well, listen, there's a lot of – what did the lady say to me? She said, it might be a DHL van. It could just be a guy in a station wagon or a van, and they may not even deliver it to your front door.
Mm-hmm.
They may just toss it at the end of your driveway.
Not acceptable.
And I said,
well, wait, are they telling you that this is a regular FedEx guy? This is somebody who's aligned with it, or is this like
subcontractor?
This, you know, Hal's shipping company.
Like that.
It's no good.
Yeah, no, this sucks on ice.
Especially if it's a big ticket item, and I know you don't order any small ticket items.
You have the tracking number, right?
Hello? Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Did the thing ever show up?
No.
I was just trying to explain. FedEx, when we talked to FedEx, how come FedEx didn't deliver it? How come they farmed this out to some guy with a van who's going to come by whenever he feels like it?
His name is Muhammad.
Of course his name is Muhammad. And you should know, we were told this by FedEx.
By FedEx. It was the company that we're expecting this package from, because I went to their website. It says anything purchased over a certain dollar amount gets free shipping, but they don't tell you that standard shipping, they get to choose the form of shipment, which is really, we could have strapped it on a turtle's back and it could have gotten here faster.
Oh, so it's not definitely FedEx then?
Well, it's the form of shipping that this vendor chose.
Apple. I already said it was Apple.
It's Apple. And they are not the good. They're just not on my top priority.
I mean, bless her heart. She's been on the phone today. Hold on a second there, honey. I just want to tell everybody. She's been on the phone trying to keep her cool with these douchebags.
Right.
About, listen, it's really simple.
Not the shipping company, the people that sent the thing to you.
No, the shipping company. At this point, Apple's out of the equation. Apple has said, listen, we boxed the thing up. We gave it to FedEx. We said it will be shipped FedEx ground. Mm-hmm. You got a problem, call FedEx.
Right.
Here's the tracking number.
Oh, so it is FedEx.
We called FedEx, and they said specifically, oh, yes, that's not being shipped through one of our regular FedEx trucks. Huh. The driver who has this item is named Mohammed, and he got tired yesterday and went home. Am I making that up, Janet?
No, you're not making it up. Wow. And even today, he is a contracted driver. He's using his own vehicle. That's why I kind of am leery when I see unmarked vehicles driving up our driveway. We've had white box trucks. We've had budget moving trucks. And these are the contracted drivers that it's a subdivision of FedEx.
Oh, and they use it.
And it is a low priority, because even this is the exact words of the manager I was talking to last night. Because of the form of shipping, this is a very low priority for FedEx.
Because it's free shipping.
Because it's free shipping. Now, it's free shipping for us, but that Apple is paying for the
shipping. I paid $28 to have the thing shipped.
Wow.
I paid $28 to have it shipped.
And it's 10 days now.
It's been 10 days, and they've not lost it. They know where it is.
Well, that's what I couldn't get them to admit to, because if you go on the FedEx website, it'll say on truck for delivery. But then last night it said that the reason that the delivery was delayed was because it was on his manifest, but he couldn't find it on the truck.
Well, if you pay $28 for the shipping, why is it low priority?
Exactly,
because
my friend.
Because of the type of package it is.
Not acceptable.
Again, these are answers.
I said those words several times between yesterday. I started calling at 7 o'clock this morning. I've invested about 7 hours between last night and today.
Wow.
And
right, so we're still waiting for Muhammad.
To start drinking.
Muhammad.
Go ahead and start drinking. Anyway, maybe, you know, who knew? And as far as I know, FedEx is the greatest.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love FedEx. I mean, my FedEx guy is fantastic.
And as I heard Janet saying to one of the people on the phone today, and she was doing a great job of not screaming at the lady, she said, listen, we ordered something on this Apple website that will be shipped via FedEx. Mm-hmm. We know the name of our FedEx lady.
Right.
She's a nice lady. She brings dog treats for the dog when
right.
she comes down the street. When we bought this and had it shipped with FedEx, we thought that's what we were getting,
mm-hmm.
right? And now they say, well, I'm sorry, it's not really a priority, and it's on this guy's van. And Jan, I think I mentioned this. The thing that drove me the most nuts, didn't they say they would just throw it at the end of the driveway?
They have been doing. When these on three different occasions when you've been at work, I have seen, you know how a lot of people will come down
yeah.
and it's they're not local people that live here.
Yeah.
It's I have stood inside looking out the window watching moving vans drive up our driveway. It's been a budget truck one time, and then two times it was a white box truck. Mm. And these cats won't even get out of their vehicle.
That's so cute when you talk like me. That's so cute when you talk like me. Hold on. That's so cute when you mimic my speak. These cats.
That musician speak.
That's so cute of you. I love you. You're so cute.
And then one day it was raining.
Oh, those crazy cats.
Is it going to melt? Like, so we
with you. The less I sit there and I walk out when it's pouring down rain and pick up this package in the middle of the driveway, he doesn't even acknowledge me. He just backs down the driveway.
Oh, oh, happy holidays. So I guess we still don't have it from FedEx.
And no. That
really I hate sucks. The idea that they're going to throw it at the end of the driveway.
Well, you know, hold on a second, Jen. We've gotten stuff from other people. I mean, like I've gotten Amazon.com stuff.
Right.
And stuff that you normally think would be sent. I've gotten stuff that has, like, DHL labeling on it.
Okay.
But the guy that brings it to the front door looks like he could be the Beltway Sniper because he pulls up in a plain white van, and you look outside, and it's like, what the hell's going on?
Well, what it sounds to me like is they're subcontracting all of this during the peak season, that they don't
well, that
have
sucks.
The capacity to you know have it under the guise of Federal Express,
it
so they've
got
to use everybody else.
All right, darling.
Well, I get to go. I mean, I can now. They asked me to wait until 3 o'clock. Someone is supposed to call me. The Muhammad's supervisor, who's also an independent contractor, is supposed to call me. Either Muhammad or this other guy, Stefan. Another.
Oh, Stefan.
How come no one's ever named Joe or Fred?
They're supposed to call me by 5 o'clock, because if not, then I've been given permission by the supervisor that I dealt with earlier today at FedEx that I can now lodge a formal complaint, which will cost him his monthly bonus.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay. All right. Have a good time. I know you're wound up about it. All right, sweetie. Maybe someone can call and explain it to us.
Lots of things I have to do for your Christmas shopping.
All right.
All.
Thank you. Love you. See you.
I love you, too.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye.
If she can't get through to Stefan or Muhammad, she might want to call Brown. Brownie. Mike, heck of a job, Brownie. No, Brown killed my lobster.
What can Brown do for you? Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
I deliver FedEx stuff all the time in my van.
In your regular van?
Yes, I have a courier route. I work for ASAP. I'm not afraid to say it. And I have a bank run where I do all the little towns and I pick up their bank work.
When you get tired, sir, do you park it down by the river?
No, but we go to FedEx every day and pick up all the stuff, and I deliver anything that goes around Burns, Cash, just north of El Dorado. Buzz will know where that is, yeah. But I deliver anything.
But now, do you go to residences as well as businesses, right?
Yes, all the time.
Well, that stinks. When you buy FedEx, you want the name brand. You want the FedEx coming up.
I mean, you've tapped into something people ought to be aware of. That is not cool.
At least they want your package.
That just stinks. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hi.
Hi, I've got a FedEx story, too, from a few years ago. There was a big storm down south, and I had ordered something from Ireland for my wife for Christmas, and it was close to Christmas, I'll admit, but I paid for 2-day shipping, which they said would be guaranteed to be here, you know, by Christmas, and it took it about 18 hours for the item to get to the Dulles sorting facility at FedEx.
Bye!
I'm sorry, everybody has a goddamn story yes, like do. That. And you're talking about something from Ireland 2 days before Christmas.
You got to count. Listen, if you have a shipping story, you have to edit it down, okay? Yeah. Edit it like I did. Brown killed my lobsters.
See? How you do it?
Hello. My lobsters sat in the holding cell.
Hello,
when
Don.
They should have been at my house.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there.
Ron.
Congratulations. Enjoy your Maine lobster cook-off with a big wall of stink.
Hello, Ron.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I'm a delivery driver for DHL, and I wanted to give you a little heads up on the shipping industry in this time of year. So you
yes.
got something coming from Apple.
Right.
And you got it. Yeah, have you tracked it down to wherever it is now?
Jesus Christ. Were you listening? Yes. The tracking number says in transit. My girlfriend and I called FedEx, and they said, yes, indeed. It's on Muhammad's truck. Now, Muhammad is just some dude driving a truck around.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hung up.
He's gone.
Aye, aye, aye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
My lord, my lady.
Hi there.
Hi, I drive for FedEx Ground.
Okay.
So what they're saying is absolutely right. It's all it's all contractor.
On the part of FedEx, that's fraudulent advertising. I want it if I buy something at a reputable site like Apple.com.
Then you pay the money to have it shipped. You ought to get what you pay for.
When I get that FedEx logo, I mean, seriously, how would you like to pay $1 for a can of Coca-Cola,
mm-hmm.
and out comes a can of Cragmont Cola. I mean, you're paying for...
You'd be very disappointed.
You're paying for the name brand. You're paying for, in this case with FedEx, what I think is fantastic, pretty much always reliable service.
Right.
You know, and when you go with FedEx, you don't think it'd be dicked around like this.
I'm going to tell you, if you do not get this package, the terrorists win.
Thank you.
It's just the way I feel about it.
Thank you.
Yep, I'm here all week.
That's from one of the Booger Boys. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.